With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Congress remains at a standstill on legislation to end the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson says this is entirely on Democrats to solve.
Don't ask the Republicans what we should be doing or what we should be negotiating. I don't have anything to negotiate. I sent them in good faith exactly what they had voted for before. We did not put any Republican provisions in that. And we tried to make this very simple, in good faith, so the appropriations process of the people can continue.
The next effort to end the stalemate could be tomorrow after members return from the Yom Kippur holiday. There's been a deadly vehicle and stabbing attack outside a synagogue in Manchester, England.
People were killed after a car was driven at members of the public and a man was stabbed outside a synagogue in the English city of Manchester. Greater Manchester police believe the suspect is also dead after being shot by officers. The incident occurred on the Jewish religious holiday of Yom Kippur. Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced additional police deployments at synagogues across the UK following the attack. Karen Shamas, London.
The attacker was identified as a 35-year-old British citizen of Syrian descent. Three other suspects, two men and one woman, were also arrested. Federal health officials have approved another generic version of the abortion pill, prompting outrage from abortion opponents. Pro-life groups quickly criticized the move on Thursday, calling it a stain on the Trump administration. The groups have been pushing for a safety review of mifepristone. The FDA first approved the drug as safe and effective in 2000. The new version of the pill is from drug maker Evita Solutions. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 78 points, the NASDAQ rose 88, the S&P 500 advancing by 4 points. This is SRN News. Virginia's governor encourages attendees at a recent Turning Point USA event in his home state.
Speaking with Salem Radio, Glenn Youngkin says he invited those gathered at Virginia Tech University last week to take up the mantle of the late Charlie Kirk.
They're the leaders of the future. And I wasn't kidding you when I said the best answer I've heard to the question who's going to be the next Charlie Kirk is all of you.
Youngkin issued this challenge.
You are the light. And you need to stand up and be confident in your beliefs because what you believe is truth, and we need you to lead. And I have to be honest, it was one of the most moving moments of the entire time I've had the privilege of serving as governor.
He spoke only days after the inspirational service for the late conservative Christian activist and Salem Talk host. Next stop for the This is the Turning Point tour will be next Tuesday, October 7th at Montana State University. George Williams, SRN News.
This is SRN News. Tesla appears to be benefiting from a rush by consumers taking advantage of a $7,500 tax credit.
The company reported that sales last quarter rose 7% compared to the same period a year ago. Tesla stock initially rose sharply on the news, but then fell back into losses as financial analysts expressed skepticism about whether the new numbers signal a true turnaround. Even still, last quarter's numbers did beat analyst expectations, who had expected sales to fall slightly, even with a boost from consumers seeking to use the electric vehicle initiative. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A team of excavators has found $1 million in treasure from a centuries-old Spanish shipwreck off a stretch of Florida known as the Treasure Coast. The treasure includes more than 1,000 silver and gold coins. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.